How did this album come to be?
Well, I mean, we definitely took our time with it. It's been a little bit, in about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it finally came to be when we wrote enough stuff and thought, okay, here's what we can do that's different on this record, is we can kind of shape it. We can take all the songs that have a bit of a harder edge and use those. Typically, Finger 11 albums are a mixed bag. You know, there's some mellow stuff and there's some hard stuff. This time, we just took all the harder stuff and said, okay, we can make a full hard rock record this time. Let's go ahead and do that. So once we got all those songs together, we found the right guy for the job. After talking to a whole bunch of producers, we found this guy named Dave Cobb, who wanted us to come down to Nashville and make the record in 12 days, which
wow.
I still think is crazy.
Yeah.
We take a lot longer. We take typically 2 to 3 months in the studio. So this was a refreshing and, I mean, ridiculously fast process, but I think we retained a lot of energy that way. We didn't overthink stuff. We just did it, and we committed to the ideas once we recorded them. So, you know, that's how it came to be.
You guys have been around for a while. You've got a ton of stuff out. How do you want this album to kind of stand the test of time? Like, when people kind of compare this to other albums, what do you want them to really take away from this?
I hope there's a song quality consistency. You know, I hope people hear the record and they don't hear a whole bunch of B-sides, you know, a bunch of throwaway songs that can be typically frustrating to somebody that actually decides to listen to the whole record.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that it's, you know, there's, I can only tell you what some of the feedback has been from me, and
mm-hmm.
some people do sort of, they're citing like some old school Finger 11, like Greyest of Blue Skies and stuff like that. I hope fans, you know, hear something in the new album that makes them happy.
What inspired Wolves and Doors? Is there a story behind that song?
I think ultimately what inspired that song was, you know, the blank page that I have to stare at and try to like create something out of nothing. there's that. It's, I mean, it's the scariest thing in the world, but, you know, that's the only thing I do. That's all I know how to do. So I think I was just, I sat down to write, and I mean, it's so much fun once you figure out the song and the idea. It's you know, it's always an invigorating feeling. But then once you're done that, you kind of feel like, oh, you have to do it all over again. You know, like the feeling, the exhilaration goes away. So there's this, like, vicious circle of, like, you know, you want to chase that feeling again, and you want to create and sort of justify your existence. So, I mean, that's where the song is coming from. There's, you know, there's that constant need to kind of create and, you know, satisfy yourself and those around you. And that's pretty much what Wolves and Doors is getting at.
That's pretty crazy, because I never thought, like, a rock star would have anything in common with, like, a journalist. And, like, journalists kind of go through the same thing. You write, like, a killer story, get millions of page views one day, and then the next day it's like, all right, what's up? What are you doing now? So it's cool that musicians kind of feel the same way.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Have you ever skipped, like, a five-year deadline? I mean,
no.
You know, we have the luxury of taking our time. Like, if I'll write something, and I'll have to be honest with myself and go, this is... I can do better. This is not, I don't like this. I gotta fix it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then a week will go by and I still haven't fixed it. You know, so, I mean, there's a time element that I think you guys have that's way worse.
Agreed. So I have to ask you, big wrestling fan, and the first time I ever came across the band was on Slow Chemical. And, I remember hearing that song and going, who is this band? This band is insanely good. And I always wondered, like, what was it like to put a song together for a guy like that, a wrestler like that, that's been around for, like, 20 years?
Well, that was a fairly quick process. This opportunity dropped into our lap, and the WWF gave us this riff, you know, And they said, look, build a song around it, and then we'll put it on this record that we're, you know, it was the forced entry record.
Mm-hmm.
Came out a few years ago. Well, a lot of years ago. And so, but, you know, speaking of deadlines, I think we had a week.
Wow.
To kind of write and record it. It was, you know, under pressure. And I, you know, there's a couple wrestling fans in the band, but I thought, well, I don't think it works for me to write about wrestling or the, you know, or Kane.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just need to write a rock song around his theme, and hopefully that will work. You know,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to be true to both things at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to phone it in and, you know. So anyway, I mean, that's kind of how it happened, and it was the reaction that we get still from that song, you know, from wrestling fans is really overwhelming, and I'm glad that we got the recognition that we did from that song. A kind of a special opportunity that, you know, was over and done, I think, in like a week. And that's it.
There's a couple of tracks on this album that have that, like, you know, because, I mean, a wrestling theme needs to have, like, that 25, 30 seconds of just, like, kick-ass throughout the entire thing. There's a ton of songs on this album that have that kind of capability. Is that something that you guys would want to do again in the future?
So you've heard the record?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fucking awesome. That's great. I mean, you know, when opportunities come up, we always, you know, we're very precious about, you know, what we give our stuff out to, and it's always a big band meeting. There's not really, you know, one single leader in the band. It's just, you know, pick a day, and then one guy decides to, you know, yell louder than the rest. But you know, we do. It's much a democracy as anything else. but it's so much when it works, when you lend your stuff out, like to something else, to a movie or a TV show or a scene, and it actually, you know, makes the material better on both sides. I mean, that's a great feeling. But
yeah,
you know, it doesn't always work that way. So you got to be really careful, but we certainly were open to it. I mean, I think there's a lot of big, there's a big anthemic feel. You know, we like to go for, you know, big songs,
mm-hmm.
and this album is no exception. It's just recorded a little more spontaneously. It's not going for perfection as much as we used to. It's going for raw energy.
Nice. Gods of Speed is another song. Like, I remember, I downloaded the album, you know, the publicist sent me the album, and I'm like, on the go, I downloaded it, like, you know, straight to my phone, and that song came on, and I was walking down the block, and I felt like I could just beat the crap out of, like, everybody on the block. It just had this roar to it, you know? And I'm like, oh, so how is that song put together?
Okay, so let me think. Well, here's what typically happens. The guys will give me some kind of monster riff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it was Godspeed. And then I'll put lyrics and melody over it. And, you know, after that, we'll get together and we'll take the song apart and try to make, you know, make it even stronger. But I immediately, you know, I love that riff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very aggressive and it's very energetic, but I didn't want to fake some sort of angst or you know, I wanted a great aggressive song, but I wanted to be kind of playful and fun as well.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a song, you know, it's fueled by like adrenaline and the need to kind of go as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah, man. Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought that was a more authentic idea or approach as far as like a heavy song nowadays. I mean, you know, yeah, I get angry every now and again, but I've been singing with my friends for over 20 years. I mean, I'm happy as shit. What do you want from me?
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. You know how people are on iTunes now. They want to download an album or a single. It's always a debate. You know, it's like, do I click on it? Do I not click on it? You have the opportunity to kind of stand behind somebody, like, as they're in that little creative moment, that little, you know, oh, I don't know what to do. And you could kind of whisper in their ear and give them, like, those words to get them to click. What do you think you'd say? Like, why should someone listen to this album?
I think because of something you've just touched on where, you know, you heard God to speed, and it gave you that incredibly, you know, it invigorated you with some sort of, you know, wonderful adrenaline or, you know, whatever. I mean, you can only get that kind of feeling with a fucking wicked piece of music. You know, you can watch a movie and you can empathize with the character, get into the story, but like music, it injects itself with your own, like the moment that you're walking down the street and this is your fucking, you know, the music that's going on in your head and you get to, you know, it's yours. So if you've been missing that feeling for a while, you haven't got it, maybe there's something in this record that'll help you get there.